This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's a friend of the show, Matt Nathanson. It's a nice new song from Matt. It's fantastic. Hey, right now, call number 97. Heads up, everybody. Hey! Pay up your phone and dial 800-400-3697, or just press, hopefully we're in your speed dial, if that's a thing anymore. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Kelly Clarkson on her Meaning of Life tour. Yeah. She is going to be at Oracle on January 24th, and you can be there too if you're calling number 97. We have lots of chances for you to win, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 throughout the day, all this week. You want to check out Kelly? Call now. 800-400-3697. Look at Bren. He's all grooving.
He's
over
grooving,
there.
Grooving, you know? Yeah. How could you not move to this music?
Going for it.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We collect these throughout the show daily.
Yeah.
We love to hear from you guys. Unfortunately, we can't always get to them because we have a lot of words to say, too.
Yeah, it's hard for us to stop saying words.
But right here at the end is where we let your stuff sing.
Right. We've run out of words by now. We're ready for some.
Not really. I don't know. I have some choice words.
You did have some. Oh, you loved it, please. Let me like your best friend.
Who would ever do that?
Your best friend would.
415 says the best pork chops are brined, then browned on each side in a cast iron, then finished off in the oven. Moist and tasty.
Delicious.
650 says pan-fried pork chops work beautifully if they're thick enough.
And you don't cook them all the way through. That's, you know, that was like your mom. Remember, it was like you were afraid, your mom was afraid you'd get trichinosis. So pork
like
got cooked
into
within,
pork beef jerky.
Yeah, it just got cooked too long. Like even Porkland, I remember not really liking any kind of pork when I was a kid.
When I do pork chops, I cook mine less than less time than I do John's, because John's likes his
To be cooked all the way
through. Well done.
Yeah, I like it to be like even a little pink inside.
I don't
want
it to hurt my teeth.
I don't know if
teeth.
That's good for you though. Pork, right?
I don't
so
far.
Pink in the middle.
Live so you can have it slightly, you know, not rare, but you have a medium. It's good. Nice and juicy.
What we do is put it in the oven for a certain amount of time and then put it on the frying pan after that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Brown it up afterwards.
Exactly.
Give it a little sear.
510 says, OMG, Buenos Dias, radio family. That's Spanish, Sarah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Buenos Dias, radio family.
Hola.
LMAO. Whipped cream and maple syrup.
Ugh.
They love that story, apparently.
Yeah, that was a good one. Well, we did go a little overboard with it.
I know.
Some funny conjecture as to what might happen.
No one wants to think about curdling, though.
As the
that's
days went
good.
By. Curdling should never, if I have a word I don't like, that's the one.
It should never be anywhere near your woman area, that's for sure.
That is for sure, Vinny.
The cooking guidelines on pork used to say to cook it to an internal temperature of 165, which is the same as chicken, and way, way overcooked. Now, with better meat quality control and refrigeration, it's more tender and more toward medium.
Yeah.
That's the pork.
You would,
guideline.
I bet you'd like it.
I don't think I would.
I think it's very non-fatty. It's like, it's a really nice piece of meat. Especially like a really nicely done pork loin. Oh. It's just every day.
I swear, even as a little boy, though, that would get put in front of me and everyone's eating and I'm like, are we all eating the same thing, or did I get the crap piece again?
Mine is like a piece of leather.
I
just chewing
it.
And chewing.
Why
it
I keep
go
getting
away.
The crap piece.
It's like
this does
gum.
Not. Yuck.
It's good. You should try. You should go back. Like if you of all people, like you know, you don't like any kind of like grossness in
no,
meat.
No, I don't.
And the pork is just a clean burn, man. It's good.
My chick can't get off the chicken thighs either. And
oh,
there,
God, I love chicken thighs.
I do not like it. There's too many pieces.
I love chicken thighs.
But it's so juicy and has all the flavor. Oh, yep. The chicken thigh is the
That's
way.
That's the same story the she always night. Tries to sell me.
Yeah, the breast is always just dried out and bland. And
I agree.
And no flavor.
I'll take the thigh and drumstick.
What?
I don't care about the drumstick. I just want the thigh.
But that, actually, those pieces have all the googlies.
Yeah.
I like the wing, too. Like when I buy a chicken, you know, from Whole Foods or wherever, and you bring it home, I'm like, I'm done eating by the time I've picked the chicken clean for the family. I'm like, well, I've eaten all the pieces I want. The oysters from the bottom, all those kind of long, stringy, dark meat pieces from the back. Oh, give it to me. And I'm like, well, I'm full now. I ate the wings. Here you go, guys. Here's the breasts and the rest of it. Have it.
You're crazy.
About chicken.
650 says, hey, Sarah, the Burger King in Marin City is now a Starbucks.
Oh, is that so?
So don't bother.
Okay. Thank you for telling me. It really has been a long time since I've been there. They put a Target in there, too. Mm. I haven't been over there. I hate shopping.
Our neighborhood has someone coming every night, opening and emptying our mailboxes.
Oh, boy.
What a drag.
That is it's just awful.
After so many packages got, this is 510, after so many packages got stolen from our neighborhood last year around Christmas time and throughout this year, we started a campaign to encourage neighbors to fill empty Amazon boxes with dog and cat poop and put them on their porch.
Oh, and how did that go?
They don't say, but it does seem like a lot of work. Like,
not really. If you're already picking up, you know, like if you just had an Amazon box and you took your dog out and every time you picked up its poop, you brought it home and dropped it in that box, then sealed it up and
I
put
know.
It on your porch.
My point being is you work hard to make money and to buy goods and services and have them delivered to your house because you're busy and then your stuff's stolen. And now you're busy with poop bombing the thieves. Because
you do what you have to do, Vinny. What are you going to do, nothing? Put some poop in a box.
Or stop ordering stuff all the time.
No, that's not changing. How am I going to get things?
Yes, Vinny, says 925. The issue is with UPS and FedEx delivering packages and not knocking or delivering them at 10 or 11 p.m. This happened to me twice. Yeah, I would like a courtesy ding-dong. Mm. You know?
A courtesy ding-dong would be...
But
delightful.
I get it. I mean, these guys are way stretched thin now due to Amazon.
Yeah, working like 12-hour days.
They get, you know, they got to hire more people. Clearly, it's the way we like this new delivery system.
Everything we get comes to our house through that.
Don't.
Come and knock on our door.
We have a package for you.
I'll just go to the store.
And the package pirates. Oh, let me see it. You gotta get rid of some junk clutter in your house. Oh my God, that is hilarious.
What is it?
They're basically saying gather up all the crap you were gonna bring to Goodwill, put it in your old Amazon boxes, and put it on your front porch.
No, I just wanna warn you guys.
Merry Christmas, porch pirates.
Thank you.
That's cool, do your thing. But what I do fear, when you mess with people who are clearly criminals and probably don't have a lot to lose, it's highly likely they're going to come back and do something to you again.
Yeah. Well, peel your address label off, of course.
They'll smear that poo on your
I mean,
stuff.
I don't, you're messing with people who
he has
clearly
a good point, actually.
Are not concerned.
Mm-hmm. And they know where you live now that they went there.
No, I'm saying peel off the address label.
But they just stole it from your front door.
Yeah, they maybe
they don't. Well, they stole from a lot of
maybe
people.
Maybe they know.
They don't know.
They might
they're
know.
Too stupid. My brother says, yes, I actually was listening. I just remembered to text. BS, Kasha told you to text. I know what's happening here.
What?
Kasha?
The girl that hired my my brother, for sure, she's a huge listener. She for sure said, oh, did you text your sister? Were you listening? Did you text your sister? And he was...
He's
just
to
now,
it
2 hours later, he's like, oh, I just remembered.
Nice
yeah,
try,
right,
punk.
John. Yeah.
Hey, Kasha.
Good job, Kasha. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being
a friend.
I want to thank you. Ask him what we talked about.
And don't tell
further.
Him.
You know he's lying. Don't further the shame.
You should have seen how
the shame.
He felt ashamed. And I was like, you know, really played it up. Like, I hung my head down, like, oh, I thought, you know, you might listen to my show. I guess Debbie listens every morning. Hi, Debbie.
Hey,
hi, Mom.
Debbie.
Everybody else in the family listens. I guess I'm just not funny enough for that guy. He likes being the funny one in the family.
Does he?
He is the funny one in the family. Except when,
is he?
Except when the mic goes on. He's not funny anymore. It's weird.
He's. You know what I've noticed is he's really negative when he comes in and does the movie reviews. Like, he doesn't like any of the movies.
Well
we've picked terrible movies. And... Listen, the problem is that
he's
movies,
so hostile towards everything he sees. It's really weird.
We've seen a lot of crap movies. I mean, I've definitely taken them to.
Did you go see Roma yesterday?
We're seeing it when the show's over.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Literally.
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 And then we're going to see Vice tonight.
Oh, Vice. Christian Bale?
Yeah. Mm. As Dick
Cheney.
Vice.
This in the background.
What is it with you? No!
Narcos Mexico is so good. True stories. I grew up in Mazatlan. Mazatlan, Sinaloa, and recognize all the names.
Oh.
Shows how the Mexican cartel is formed, Narcos Mexico.
Oh, wow.
510 says all based off true events.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. It is scary. There's clearly business.
Harsh business.
Harsh business. Very.
Business you don't want to be involved with. I'll take my business elsewhere.
The star, we're so far of the first episode, one of the stars is the guy from Ant-Man.
Oh, Paul Rudd?
With the funny smile on his face. What's his name?
Michael Pena.
Oh, yeah, Michael Pena.
He's in it.
He's so great. I love him.
He's great. And he's not goofy in it either.
Yeah, he's great.
So he's a bad guy.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I was just figuring. But I guess they're all bad guys if they're drug dealers.
No, there's police, too.
Oh, well, those are very corrupt. So
you don't know.
But they are.
You don't.
I do.
Did you watch any Narcos?
No.
Okay, you don't know.
You told me stories about the Mexican cops, and it does not seem like they are.
That is true, and they do show that. They're like, well, everybody here is up to something. Great. Yeah. Super. have you guys seen Cardi B when she used to be a stripper? Oh, my God. There is a video out there, and she is skanky.
Oh. Well.
That's from 213. That was not me. I did not
say
that.
I still find her a little bit skanky. I got to say. She's talented. I'm not saying she's not talented, but, man, she just will let that,
I like her rapping
those
skills.
Flap fly.
Oh, you watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, you watching her show?
I'm trying to wait for her to turn around, though, so I can see her face.
Make sure it's her. Hmm.
You can't recognize her from her butt?
Well, it sure looks like her butt, but you know.
Starting to try watching Ozark only because Vinny is so into it. My biggest problem is that Jason Bateman is the same in everything. I really like him, but he's a perennial stoic straight man. Mm. He was a straight man in Arrested Development, which I loved, but watching Ozark is like watching Michael Bluth get involved with the drug cartel.
No,
I don't think
you'll
so.
Buy it. You'll start to. I get it. You do think. I think of him as being kind of the, you know, funny guy that bad things are happening to, but he just is, he's genius, and they all are.
I completely bought in. Yeah. I understand what you mean, though, when you have,
by the end of the
when
season,
a certain actor has played a role, and now that person's that person.
Yeah.
But that,
no, he will become this new person for you. Marty Bird, all the way.
Yep. Vinny, funny you mentioned your daughter walking in to you watching Narcos. I was watching yesterday, and my 7-year-old niece walked in my room right when there was a sex scene. Couldn't find the remote on time, and she turned away. Whoops.
Good. She should turn away.
408 says, poor Isla. Clearly, she just wanted to spend time with her dad, and she gets booted out.
Yep.
TV can wait. Spend time with your daughter.
Yeah, Vinny. Oh, my God, bad parenting.
Her memory of you when she's older will be wanting to hang out with her dad, but TV was more important.
Yeah, except for all the other times that he's not watching the TV. You know, the stories I hear sounds like you're giving a little bit more even than you have to.
Quite frankly, and this is the honest truth, I never get to see TV anymore, ever.
That's Cardi B on the left. Oh, she just walked away. You know, the problem with this video is it's, you know, she clearly wasn't the star of the show.
No.
Is that her?
That's her. Wait, that's not her? She's the blonde?
She has a big tattoo on her thigh.
Right.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, right, that is her.
Oh, she is.
She is. They
she's
are.
She's flapping it in that girl.
They're making that number.
Oh, boy. Oh, for God's sake.
They're making a number.
Boy, she'll do anything.
Right. Oh.
Wow. That's
they're all.
I haven't seen that one.
There is a full on.
Boy, and the money's just getting thrown.
Oh,
good
my
for them.
God.
They know how to make it happen.
They do. They're all sticky now. Yuck.
Anyway, I never get to watch TV. It was the one chance I had. I put on a show that kids can't see.
Yeah.
The kid can't see it.
Yep. No, I really do think that I hear what the person's saying, but I also think that you can't be at a child's beck and call at all. They need to know that there are limits and that people have an end point. And these are all also valuable lessons, that there are things that are for grown-ups that they will get to when they're a grown-up. I think those are also valuable lessons. Well, I hate people that totally cater to their kids, because I think you're setting their expectations of what adults and other people will do for you ridiculously outside of what is true.
Right. I just wanted to watch a show. I never get to watch a show. I go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. There I was at 7. I'm like, I'm tapping out, everyone. I'm going to go watch a show. She comes in and tapping I'm like, out. I'm sorry, man. You can't see this. I'm trying to watch this show.
I'll just be in my little special box over here.
No, you can't watch this show. Daddy, it's not happening.
Daddy, it's time for a tea party.
Just beat it.
But I get it.
Just beat it.
You're not there the whole time. You're only judging me on what I've told you, and therefore it sounds awful. So, all right. I can take it.
It's awful. It's fine.
Say what you need to.
408. I'm with Vinny. No meat on the bone.
Oof.
I actually like holding a bone and biting things off of it. That's right. I said it, vegans.
Yeah. It feels barbaric, but so good.
There's a part of me that totally embraces the barbarity.
Human, I agree 100%. When an ad pops up in the middle of a video, I turn it off immediately. I don't care what the video is. Bleep those ads on Facebook.
Yeah Facebook. Bleep your ads.
Yeah,
I'm totally
it's a bad
off Facebook
idea.
Now.
I mean,
I'm so dumb with Facebook.
You are?
No, you're not.
I am.
Did you sell your stock?
Yeah, I sold my stock months ago.
Snap? We haven't checked Snap in
a
long
time. Oh, my God. Great idea. Let's check Snap.
Nobody's talking about Snap.
We're talking about it now.
Actually, it's not that bad.
What is it?
I mean, it's
bad.
Not great,
the whole market is bad right now.
At?
Go ahead, who?
I don't want to say it.
Just say it.
$6.21.
It's better than $5.21.
What do you have, Amazon?
Yeah.
You want to look that up?
510 says, it's not stock time, Hooman. You can do that with your movie review time tomorrow.
Jeez. You know what Facebook's at?
What?
137.
What'd you sell it at?
160 something.
Yeah. Oh, good for
After you.
After
you sold it, it went up
to 180.
Yeah, it went up a bunch.
But then
now,
all the scandals.
Yeah, I'm just done with them.
510 says, you don't have to outrun the hippo, just the person next to you.
Oh, no. Yeah. Be the fastest person.
Your loved one, yeah.
And trip them if you need to, you know. Sorry. Bye.
408
I need to
says,
live.
It's okay, Vin. I look at Yuzi a lot, too. I mean, have you seen her?
Aw. Have you seen her?
Tell me have you seen her?
Did Denise from...
House. She mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. Oh, she's a brick. House.
Did Denise from Promotions retire because of the smell in your office?
Yes. If we could just get that out, Denise might come back. Come back, Denise. Mm-hmm. Oh, that freaking smell.
Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell.
It's actually, I have to say, it's 1,000 times better than it was, but you still occasionally catch a whiff of it.
It's right there.
They've replaced part of the carpet. It needs to, the
it
whole
needs
carpet
needs to all be done. Vinny can't even work at his desk.
No. No one can be at that desk. It's disgusting. Yeah. We've just gotten so tired of complaining about it. We need to complain more.
I just sit in another room. I'm fine. I like the living room.
He sits in the living room. It's right outside the office.
510 says, Scott Storch produced Make It Rain on Them Hoes.
Oh. Hoes.
Make it rain.
I'll make it rain. Ho, is it Friday? Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Oh, well, we're not going to be here Friday. We might need to play.
It's a good time
looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'll see you tomorrow night at Winterland. Nobody can say no.
All right. We get right in, don't we?
We sure. I'm ready. I'm ready to jump right in. Feels like a Friday now. My mood just went up like 10%.
408 says, I texted this to my cousin and she didn't understand it. This was meant for Alice Radio, LOL. Did she smother him with her boobs? I got it, Sarah, and I couldn't see what you were doing.
I wasn't talking about
it
boobs.
It wasn't the boobs at all.
I wasn't going
there was
boobs.
She was making a motion like a scissor hold, possibly might have thigh
He's
clamp.
Going in here, but then there's a little of this going
there's
on.
There's a clampage.
I'm way worse than you thought.
Yep. Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Bad person.
Really, Sarah? Way to give big people complexes even more than they already have when they have a smaller partner.
Aww. Sorry.
What was the story of the 320-pound woman?
You don't
want
to say you get
woman?
To speak for the bigger woman, smaller guy, because you have that
I'm exactly
scenario
the
home?
Same size as John.
What?
We're exactly the same size. We weigh the same amount.
You're the same height?
No, I have an inch on him.
Right.
Oh, come on.
But we're the same. I can wear his pants. Actually, I can't get his pants buttoned, but because he's got, you know, he doesn't have big hips like I do. But I, you know, they're the right size, practically.
Practically? Or...
practically.
But you can't button them.
I can't button them.
Right.
But I can get them mostly zipped.
Mostly zipped?
Pretty much, like, most of the way.
Just put a big couple shirt inches. Over it.
Yeah, just hang a shirt over it. If I was ever desperate, you know.
Do you have to hold, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's yeah. not at all yeah. functioning pants, then.
No,
those pants don't function for you at all.
But I can get into them. He's not so small. He has very narrow hips and wide shoulders. I like it. But he's short. I look down and I can see if he's going bald or not.
That's not happening, is it?
No, hair's he so just got thick. His first gray hairs, too.
Oh, really?
So bizarre.
He just got gray hair?
In the last year, he has a couple like silver threads going mm-hmm. through. And I'm like, oh my God, I think you have a gray hair. I know, it's funny. Everybody in my family goes gray in their mid-30s. Mm-hmm. My brother has white hair. He's 50 years old. And he's had white hair since he was in his mid-30s.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Huh. I never even noticed his white hair.
Yeah, it's white.
Notice he's super negative on the movie reviews.
Yeah.
But other than that.
I don't know. What
is that all about?
He's very nervous.
The movies haven't, unfortunately, God. I mean.
You gotta take him to a good movie.
Let me ask you this. Does he like anything?
No.
Oh,
he
God.
No, he's
Sheesh.
A very negative person.
Oh, boy.
He likes his new job. Hey, we're going to take a
Does
quick
he,
break.
Though?
Well, no. You know. It's very negative about everything.
Yikes.
Doesn't like our show, won't listen to it on his way in.
God, take it easy, dude.
We're going to take a break.
All right.
We'll be back in a second.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny. I'm so excited because Survivor is on tonight.
Oh, right. Oh,
la,
man.
La, 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 la.
People have written in some stuff.
Oh, no. Spoilers?
No, but based on the ad I saw, remember I mentioned the guy?
Yeah. Nick.
Nick says something about Christian. Apparently, Christian's heavily featured, and I don't know if that's this episode, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's bad.
Christian's the nerdy guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If they feature you, it's over.
Oh
boy.
Man.
I hope that's not the case. I'm psyched to see it.
Or they're, you know, this is a misdirect. They're pretty good about this
they
stuff.
They are. The producers are great on that show. But you can bet the people who are featured, one of them is going home, so maybe it's Nick.
Here's the thing about him. First of all, he's fairly charming for someone who's
clearly
sort of awkward, right? Yeah. But he's also loquacious, dude. He cannot stop. And so I could see that he gets himself into trouble.
And that he would get on people's nerves as well. And that he would lay out his entire game strategy and they'd go, that's pretty good. We need to get this guy the out of here.
Right.
Can't wait to see it. Yuzi, you were great today. Thank you so
Fantastic.
Much for keeping everything up and running.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Peoples.
All right. Have a good day. You guys, listen. I got one more thing to say.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Alice in Winterland.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, you're right about that. Can't wait. If you're going, please bring a new unwrapped toy to add to the big pile that we have. We're going to give it all to the Marines, and they're taking it for the Toys for Tots. Thanks to Specialized and Deluxe and Bananas at Large, who all made big donations. And you'll be able to see them when you come to
and
the show.
And we have a surprise visitor tomorrow.
What? We do.
It's someone that we're talking companies, and you asked for a company to step up, Vincent.
Oh.
And company
and someone did.
Said company is coming in tomorrow.
Excellent.
Awesome. How exciting.
I would think there'd be more companies that would do this, but good for them that they whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Oh my God, how exciting.
Yeah.
All right, well, great. Lot to look forward to. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.